From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
So, a couple of fun facts today.
Okay. You know,
I'm all about the fun facts.
Fun kind of guy.
Do you know where the phrase hands down comes from?
No.
It comes from horse racing.
Oh,
yeah. If a jockey was so far in the lead of the race, he could drop his hands, loosen the reins. It meant he was winning hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down. The people behind Baby Ruth candy bars, what do you think Baby Ruth is named after? It's not Babe Ruth.
It's not?
No. No. They're named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth, Baby Ruth.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. However, she died from diphtheria 17 years before the candy bars came out. So, what they were thinking.
And I don't Baby understand Ruth. What that is about. And I do understand one thing. I love them.
Yeah.
I love Baby Ruth.
Tough not to. Man, they are awesome.
Love
they
Baby
are
Ruth.
Awesome. Yeah, a little chocolate sounds good this morning, as a matter of fact.
See, I'm not I mean, give me some Godiva chocolate. That's fine. Or Ghirardelli. I love Ghirardelli chocolate. But I'm a Milky Way.
Yeah, just go grab a candy bar at the convenience store, right?
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm with you. One other fun fact. The Mona Lisa is most famous for what? What made it famous?
Well, she's not that attractive of a woman.
No. You know what made it famous?
What?
It was stolen in 1911 from the Louvre and recovered in 1913. That's what actually helped make the painting famous.
Okay.
Was the robbery itself. Yeah. So there you go. A few fun facts for you this morning.
That was sure fun, John Van
Camp.
Thank
I know.
You.
We like to have a little fun here. All right, time for the Who Cares News. Hands down, what's going on?
Speaking of fun, day 79 of our national nightmare, because we haven't talked about it much, nor do we want to.
79? Oh, my gosh. Wow.
While Lori Loughlin is preparing for her not guilty defense, her daughters were seen out partying it down. Hands down, partying.
Oh, man, are you kidding? Wow.
First time since the scandal broke, they was seen out partying.
Well, they can't go to school, so might as well do something.
I think they do go to school, don't
No, they can't. They won't let them go. As long as the USC won't let them go, as long as the thing
true.
Is. Yeah, because USC is also under attack.
Yes, they scrutiny.
Scrutiny is the word.
You're right. Lots of scrutiny.
So big they scrutiny. Were they were being big influencers this weekend. Where were they partying at?
They were partying in West Hollywood.
WeHo.
WeHo.
We call it WeHo, okay?
They looked none the worse for wear.
Probably not. They were probably all decked out. And
of course.
In party garb and makeup and hair and all that.
Yeah, Olivia Jade, her boyfriend had reportedly broke up with her since the scandal.
Ooh, maybe her boyfriend knows more than we know.
He didn't want to be with no lying cheat.
I thought you were on the crew at USC. I'm sorry.
Now, meanwhile, back at Lori Loughlin's ranch, she's nervously prepping for her case, according to sources.
Nervous.
Prep.
Well, she doesn't have any work. So what else is... I mean, when you don't have anything to do, you go stir crazy anyway.
Now, here's what she's going to do. Or here's what she's doing.
What's she doing?
She's become, and this is always fun when a defendant gets involved.
Uh-oh.
She's becoming an active participant in her defense.
Oh, I don't think that's wise. Lori, I don't think that's a good idea.
So speaking of acting.
Your Honor, now I know Jesse brought these kids in here and it's all Jesse's fault. I wanted to ask him when I saw him last Friday at the Mike Love luncheon. Of course, they didn't let any of us get anywhere near him.
But no.
I mean, I almost had, what do they call it? Cojones? We're on the radio. I can't say balls. Anyway, I almost had them.
You can't say balls?
No, you can. Okay. I'm just joking. Yeah, because, people play with balls, It's a balls, balls kind of world. Everything's round. Anyway,
yes.
Had I had the chance to talk to him, I would have said.
If your wife had given them to you that morning to take with you.
Right. Took them out of her purse and given them back to me.
Here, John, you can take these with you today.
What do you think of the Lori Loughlin thing? Innocent or guilty? And I think he probably would have had me removed.
from the building.
Probably because he's probably only been asked that particular question.
Oh, you know it.
You know it. Tens of thousands of times.
And nobody, he didn't bring it up. Nobody brought it up. Pretty professional luncheon, I might add.
He's supposedly a fun, nice guy.
He seemed like, you know, it was interesting. I digress because we're in the middle of doing this. But John Stamos is a good friend of Mike Love's, and he gave a perfect roast and was very, very, very nice about it. So, yeah.
Well, goody on him.
And you know what? He looks good in person as much as he does on screen.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, he actually is a decent looking guy.
Because
so.
You sent me a picture.
I did. From my faraway table in the back of the room.
It here took I'm me a like second
taking
like,
a little blurry picture of Stamos at the dais.
All right, so Sharon Osbourne, she's ready to go under the knife again.
God, she's had a lot of work done.
And she says she does.
Yeah, she doesn't. Oh, she makes no bones about it.
Oh,
right?
No, no.
Right?
No, she revealed on Tuesday's episode of The Talk.
The Talk.
The Talk.
The Talk.
She's going to have more cosmetic surgery in August so that when they come back to film the show in September, she's going to have a new face.
Good for Sharon. I wonder how Ozzy feels about that.
What are you going to do on a break? Are you going to go like on a cruise or on a vacation? No, get a new face.
Going to Ibiza? Are you going to any place like that? Are you going to lunch with George in the mall? I mean, that's a vacation. No, I'm going to see Dr. Nip Tuck. That's what
right.
I'm doing.
So co-host Carrie Ann Inaba, she said, but I like this face. And then Sharon said, you're just used to it. You like the new one.
I don't know if you like a new one right after.
Well,
it takes a little while for everything to kind of calm down, I think.
My guess is she'll have it done right as soon as they break, so
she has
healing time.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
Getting rid of that whole edema.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of her now. She looks like she's had way too much work. She's not Michael Jackson bad. But
no.
She's on her way.
Few people are Michael Jackson.
She's on her way.
All right, so she said she's had everything done over the years and that she continues to augment herself because she doesn't want to look like her mom. And then Rumor Willis said...
Rumor Willis.
Well, see, I do. I want to look like my mom.
Of course she does, because her mom's Demi effing Moore.
There you go.
And Demi. Rumor, Demi, and unfortunately Rumor favors her dad. Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't need work? You know who doesn't need work yet? And that's Halle Berry.
Gosh.
Halle looks great. Yep. She looks great. She's working out. She's like, you know, toned. I think she's good for a couple of years. And then maybe she'll want a little.
Oh, good grief.
Here, there. We all need a little. Here, there. I kind of need some. Anyway. All right, back with you tomorrow. We got to get out of here. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.